that children play, for one child will be it and the other children will hide. A game that children will play, for one child will be it and the other children will hide. What do they call the tree that they can touch and be safe?
Mace.
And in football, you run toward the
goal.
And you say, well, he didn't really know what was going on, but he
had an idea.
He knew it all. If he pretended he knew it all, you'd say he.
Well, that's the biggest part of them, we find it to kind of content that they didn't know everything, don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it generally runs.
But you say he acted as if he knew it all, or he made out like he knew it all?
He made out like he knew it all. And, but he couldn't predict the good or the worst.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
Anything else you'd say?
No, stole or steal.
And if a child's just learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, and you wanted to know where he learned that, you'd ask him, who?
Well, it's called perfectly natural. So that comes from a child. Of course, now they hear somebody else whistling. They keep breaking and twisting lips around to get to where they can whistle.
Say if they learned some trick or something, some card trick, you'd say, who
taught you that?
And if I ask you, when are you going to Miami? You'd say, well, as things stand now, we're what to go next week?
Go tomorrow.
You'd say, what to go tomorrow?
I figured I'm going to Miami tomorrow.
Do you ever say I'm aiming to go or projecting to go? Aiming to go?
Aiming or intending to go.
What about fixing? Does fixing mean right now or does it mean just sometime in the future? If you say you're fixing to do something.
Well, that's future. It's in the future.
It could mean next week?
Next week or even tomorrow. Tomorrow will be in the future.
Did you ever hear, we were talking about colored people and white people. Did you ever hear white people called Bukra?
Bukra.
Did you ever hear that?
I don't believe I have.
This colored man on Cedar Key mentioned it. They used to call the white people Bukra. White people that they thought a lot of, you know. But it was the first time I heard it.
Well, that's the first time I heard it.
Something that a child plays with, you'd call a
doll.
Or just any
toy. Toy.
Do you ever call it a play pretty?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just something that's pretty that they love to play with.
You call that
a play pretty or a doll or a little wagon or something, anything like that.
A little wagon would be a play pretty?
Yeah.
And say if there's something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself. Then someone came running in the house and told you that he'd fallen off the fence and had hurt himself. You'd say, I just
knew he'd go do it.
And you'd say, he has what, a mile? He has
walked a mile.
Or he has
run a mile.